So, everything in the room is broken now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Radio Laurie.
Apologies in advance for what you're gonna see once you walk in here again, because, yeah, it's not looking too good.
I just punched, oh, so many holes in the wall.
So many holes in the drywall, eh?
Yeah.
Angry syndrome.
But my fists are fine, because that's a power of lands.
Well, that was phenomenal.
Greatest song ever made.
So well done.
Honestly, greatest ever. Jagged Little Pill, greatest debut album
phenomenal
of
album.
all time.
Yeah, even
not
though,
being
like,
biased,
no, for real, that was like phenomenal because every single track slaps, you know?
Every single one.
It's just like you don't even want to skip one of
Yeah,
them.
there is not a bad
Head
song.
Over Feet is
Yeah.
on there. Ironic is on there.
Yeah.
You Wanna Know, like,
I
there's
will
not a
say,
single bad song on that album.
I
You can
will
listen to it
say,
front to back.
anytime anyone is listening to it on Spotify, I text them and ask if they're okay. But
It's kind of cute.
for like a great reason,
Yeah.
because it's more like a mad, you know? You're
Sure.
like, you know?
You'll live. So, next up, we have one of Evan's
Oh,
picks for this
yes.
week, for this special episode.
Yes.
Evan, if
This
you'd like
is
to introduce it.
Trying by Bully, band out of Nashville. All great music comes from Nashville. They actually went on tour with Paramore, I believe,
Oh,
because
God.
they're both, yeah,
Paramore.
they're both Nashville bands. But yeah, they're kind of like a throwback to like the 90s kind of like Riot Girl band stuff, like Hole, Veruca Salt.
I do want to play Hole on the show. I
Yeah.
have that on my
Even though I
list.
don't like Courtney Love, but hey.
No, but like this is because this isn't a conspiracy show, so we're not gonna get into
I was
that.
actually
You know.
just gonna ask
You
the
know what she
question.
did.
Do you guys
I was
think?
gonna go off real
Oh, I
quick.
absolutely believe that she did.
But yeah, so like Hole, Bikini Kill, Veruca Salt.
Ooh, Bikini Kill, good
Yes.
female
Oh
band.
yes. So
Phenom.
yeah, they're kind of leading the charge in terms of like that new wave of
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
punk rock
For sure.
fronted by women. It's pretty cool.
So is it's current then,
yes
this band?
yes this song is from 2015.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
they're
right
just starting to make waves now, which is pretty dope.
Can you believe
So
2015 was 17 years ago?
17.
Yeah,
that's actually disgusting.
Damn, I'm like
we're
86 then.
old.
I need to say that sometimes I write 2008 on the paper. I've caught myself.
2008.
Where am I? I don't know where I am.
You're
What's my
listening
name
to Misery Business in your room with your Twilight poster on the wall.
Actually, though, like I'm
Yo,
stuck in
real
time right
talk
now.
though, that song that Paramore did for Twilight,
Oh, so
Decode,
good.
so good.
Should we just play Paramore the rest of the show?
We
I think we
could.
should
just
play
Misery Business the entire show.
No, excuse me, the Twilight soundtrack only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's all we're gonna play on this show anymore.
Play some Vampire Baseball.
Oh,
Wait,
God.
what?
Like, you
Oh,
know
I thought you were talking about the
when
band
Super
for a
Black
second.
Hole by Muse is playing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Also, how I discovered Muse, but
that's actually how I discovered it as well.
Yeah.
Not even gonna lie to you. So, shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
Let's do
I'm
it.
so down. This is one of my favorite songs. I've been listening to it all day.
Brilliant.
In preparation.
Sounds good. This
Yeah.
is Trying by Bully.
I very much enjoyed that.
Good tune.
That was phenomenal.
As my father would say.
I really liked it.
I love the song. Great tune.
No, that
too.
was super well done.
Great tune.
I can
Great
hear
work.
I can hear the Bikini Kill in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like absolutely when she
Yeah.
starts screaming
Yeah.
the chorus.
No,
Phenomenal.
There's a bunch of songs that are kind of like that. It's really good stuff.
No.
They're on the come up, so watch out for Bully.
Do you know the band Wolf Alice?
Yes, they opened for
they
the
were,
1975.
Yeah,
No.
that's what I was gonna say. They remind me of Wolf Alice.
No,
Yeah.
Wolf Alice is a little softer than that.
Are they a dirty
I
hit band?
disagree. I
Actually?
believe so.
Because if so, they're definitely a lot softer.
I
can already tell.
I'll send you some.
Okay, please do.
I will.
I'll have to play
Yeah.
it on the show.
We will. I
All
will
right.
add that
All
next
right.
week.
So next up we have another. Hold on, let me take a minute. We have another phenomenal female icon, Amy Winehouse.
Rest in peace.
You know,
one
yeah,
of the
man.
One of the greatest ever.
Jesus.
Yep.
She was,
she was
she
so
is
good.
So
misunderstood,
phenomenal.
too.
Not even that. I there's some sort of brilliance in the fact that she did pass away so early on, kind of thing.
But wasn't
I think
she
I
also
think about that.
27?
27. She's
Yeah.
part of the 27 Club, my man.
Jesus.
Things keep coming back to conspiracies here, and I think we need to revamp the show.
Yeah, I know.
No, for real. But I don't know. I feel like there's like even with Nirvana, same thing. You know, Kurt at 27,
Yeah.
but they only had the good stuff out.
Yeah.
And you almost think to yourself, if it's like if they lived longer than this, would they still be bringing out good things, or
there
would
was
it
so
would
much.
it go downhill? You know.
There is so much untapped potential with Amy
No,
Winehouse,
for sure.
which
She,
is.
first of all, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and she just blew
she
up.
She brought a whole new genre.
Yeah. Like,
onto
I
the music
remember,
scene.
like, Rehab playing on the radio. That sort of music would never play on the radio
Absolutely
before.
No.
Absolutely not.
Phenomenal.
So,
she honestly, I would have to say she was, in my opinion, the female voice of the 2000s. Mm-hmm.
I would say so too.
I would say that she was highly influential, like all over the world, UK especially.
Yeah.
She's been compared to artists like Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan. She has that, you know, that jazzy voice about her. Back to Black was actually her second and final studio album before her death in 2011. At the 50th Grammy Awards ceremony, Back to Black won Album of the Year, which I have to say absolutely deserves it.
100%.
Yeah. Back to Black is in one of my top five albums of all time. Mm-hmm. I can put that. It's only half an hour, also. Yeah. The whole song, like, the whole album.
That's what, like, when everyone was saying she has so much untapped potential, because she basically came out with this genre that wouldn't really play on the radio now, like this mix of jazz and pop. Where I feel like she could have done so much more with that.
There's also some reggae in there as well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So much more with that and so much more with other genres.
For sure. But like we said with Alanis, Back to Black, every single song, like, I don't skip one. I don't skip one.
There's not a bad song.
I wish we could play that entire thing on the show right now, but we can't. So yeah, I'd say she has a really unique, gorgeous, jazzy voice. Her songwriting was also the first of its kind, I'd say. It's personal, unique, and like overall, it's super witty.
Yeah.
Like, she talks about things that you wouldn't really think about. Like the song Addicted that we're playing is, it's super weird because she's pretty much just talking about her roommate's boyfriend stealing her weed and how like that pisses her off. And she's saying, you know what, if you want to get yours, I need to get mine.
You know, we've all been there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we all have.
I guess so. Addicted's musicality kind of sounds like a polished jazz, but like obviously the lyrics really contrast to that. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't really assume that anyone would be talking about drugs. Yeah. I mean, no, it's really, you know, that does happen. But with a jazzy sound like that, you wouldn't really think that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, such a heartbreak. She wasn't able to make more.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
You know what? That makes this more precious, though.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah, so...
You ever watched the documentary?
Yes. Oh, I cried my eyes out.
So good.
I absolutely cried my eyes out.
So good. Like, some of the stuff just makes me appreciate her even more.
No, absolutely. Her, like, terrible relationship that she was in as well. The guy survived, too.
I know.
Ugh.
It's unfair.
Poor girl.
It's really unfair.
I guess that's what just happens.
Yeah, I guess
she was here, she blessed us, and she bloody peaced. She just got out of there. So here we go. We're going to be playing Addicted by Amy Winehouse. Hope you enjoy.
All right, that was Blood in the Cut by K-Fly.
That's an intense one, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, really good workout tune, you know?
I kind of want to think about, right? Yeah,
you can think about working out, and then you just kind of feel like you did.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you feel like you did something,
you know? I just never work out, so that's probably my excuse.
Yeah, no, just listen to workout music, and then you're good.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
No, for sure. Yeah, that was a really good one. Do they have any other, like, big ones out? Because I've heard Blood in the Cup before.
She's
never heard of the band.
It's a girl.
Single female artist.
She does have a few that are, like, they're the type that get played a lot in, like, TV shows, because you know how they'll buy music from less big people,
because
it's
course.
Cheaper. So she's a lot in shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend.
All right, next up is Sunday Morning by No Doubt.
All right.
You guys don't like No Doubt that much.
No Doubt, am I right? Like, no doubt about that.
Oh, God. I honestly... They have some good ones. I'm not saying that everything they have is phenomenal.
Yeah, No Doubt.
They have some good ones, man. Do not.
They're okay.
But you know what? Like, emerging in the 90s,
yeah.
California's No Doubt absolutely stormed the music scene, I'd have to say, with their new wave ska sound.
I love ska.
Ska is insane.
Love me some ska.
For sure.
Ska's coming back.
Also, a female ska artist I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Never, like, ever. So.
I think.
And her vocals are just, like, a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, her voice is amazing.
Gwen Stefani, like, it's such, like, a... Like, her voice. Like, you hear it, and it's like, that's Gwen.
I would say that it's bananas.
Oh, my God.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah.
I need to say Gwen Stefani was the first CD I ever got as a kid. It was 2007, Love Angel Music Baby. That was the first CD I ever got. And I brought it around with me on those, like, little stupid...
It was
off-brand.
Oh.
I didn't have money for a walk.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, a shitty ass,
it was
like,
a walk,
Walmart.
Bro.
It was walk boy.
A like, walk
actually,
boy.
Like, for real. Yeah, no, I would just, like, bring it all over the place. And then we left it in a rental car, I think.
Oh.
I left it in the rental car.
I wonder what my Walkman is.
Go find it.
I should.
I had a bright pink Sony Walkman.
I had a red one.
Fashion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no fashion.
I'd listen to the same 3 Days Grace album.
Oh my god, that's so
I listen
you.
To Hillary Duff and Avril Lavigne only.
Oh, cool. Of course.
Strictly. I do prefer, like, Gwen Stefani on her own.
Yeah.
Just because, obviously, Hollaback Girl, like, I'd always watch that on my music.
Yeah, it's a very different genre, her
Normie own. Normie music.
Oh, don't.
Hey, Evan, you want to step outside?
Yeah?
Their single, Just a Girl, is also a phenomenal song about female struggles in a male-dominated world, yeah. And I will definitely have to feature that on
that
the next.
That is a good song.
Yeah,
I like
we'll have
song.
To put on the
That's
next
a
show.
Good song.
They definitely touch on genres of punk rock, ska, and reggae, which give them an interesting sound that is very true to the 90s and the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. I think Gwen is an absolute queen. Yeah. And it's awesome to have powerful female vocals behind music that isn't soft, you know?
Uh-huh.
Every time I think of female vocals, I like think about, you know, like Joni Mitchell. She's phenomenal. We'll play her for sure. Softer music.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with Bully, too.
Yeah, exactly.
They're kind of different in that sense.
Alanis also falls in that category.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy that. Okay, this is actually... Have you listened to Sunday Morning by... No Doubt?
This song? No.
Oh.
Doubt, but I haven't.
Okay, Stephanie, I can't take you seriously.
Thank you.
Have you or have you not?
No.
You have not?
I have not.
Okay, well, I need you both to listen to it.
Okay.
With the rest of our
That's
listeners.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear what you guys think.
Yeah.
Don't be too harsh. I personally love this song. So here we go.
Roll it, Sunday
Morning by No Doubt.
Wasn't bad at all.
That was a banger.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I told you that song goes off.
Yeah.
Every single time it comes on in the car, I just rage.
You could say that song's like bananas.
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 B-A-N-A-N-A-S,
I guess.
Yeah.
Next, we're gonna be playing Tove Lo, her song "She Don't Know But She Knows." That's all one word.
I actually saw Tove Lo at
So did I. I was with you,
Oshiega.
But don't think you remember that.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, so is it Tove Lo or Tove Lo?
Tove Lo.
Tove Lo.
I think Lo means Sphinx or something in Swedish.
Oh,
but she's just super cool.
Kind of sounds like Toblerone.
I was actually gonna say that. Tove Lorone.
Slightly alter candy bar names, and that'll be our artist name.
That's our niche.
That is my niche. She's been called Sweden's darkest pop export by Rolling Stone, and her lyrical content has led to her being dubbed the saddest girl in Sweden, which is weird because a lot of her songs are really upbeat.
That's a load of baloney.
So she's
I think Sweden is just
cool girl, right?
Yeah,
cool girl.
Because she's a cool girl.
She's cool.
She's a cool girl.
Isn't Björk from Sweden?
I don't know.
Björk.
Oh, no, she's Icelandic. Never mind.
Okay, yeah.
I apologize.
But, I'm so racist of you, Evan.
I apologize to all my Scandinavian brothers and sisters.
Yeah, this song is super groovy, not sad at all. It's about when she found out the guy she was seeing was already in a relationship and she was the other woman, but it's a groovy song, nonetheless.
Like
it do
really
be like
that
sometimes.
Oh, God.
So here it is. Here's Tove Lo. She don't know, but she knows. Groovy.
Another banger.
So good.
Bare bangers on this show.
Very,
very
well
good
done.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Very good stuff. Speaking of bangers.
Uh-oh.
Tell us about bangers, Evan.
This next song.
Hold on. Bangers, the Miley Cyrus album?
Yes, that too.
Bangers.
This song, Tail Whip by Men I Trust. Excellent, of course.
You know what? I actually forgot about this song, and then you put it on the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I got it on my Spotify, like, recommended for you, like, back in the summer.
Yeah.
Really good.
Such good stuff. All of their music is very groovy. They're from Montreal, too.
Yes.
Support those
Canadians.
Artists.
Love to groove.
Mm-hmm.
Love Canadians.
They played
love
a show
Canadian
at
women.
Maxwell's recently, actually.
No way.
I didn't get to go see them, but I would like to at some point. I believe they're playing a show in Toronto February 14th.
Shall we whip it?
We may as well.
Whip it downtown.
Whip it downtown.
Shall we tail whip it?
Yeah. It's a good one. We're just on the ball today with those.
Yeah,
we're doing great.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is Tail Whip by Men I Trust.
You need to listen to this song. This song is excellent.
Here we go.
That That was good.
That was good.
That's some good stuff.
How's the song make you feel, Evan?
I'm tweaking.
I tweak. I tweak usually, but more so when that song plays.
Yeah.
It's like funny because it's just like, it's so like subdued. It's very like, you know.
Yeah, I'm just still going like, dancing around.
How many beats per minute is Evan dancing at?
Too many. It's always too many.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was actually a phenomenal song. Super like, it's good to have on.
Yeah.
You know, feels
good.
Yeah,
it's good background music.
For sure.
But in a good way.
For sure. And another female band. How phenomenal is that?
Yeah.
Next up, we have Maggie Rogers. We played her last week. We played her song Alaska. That was her major single. She just released, I think this past weekend, I want to say.
I believe so.
Her new album. It is called Heard It in a Past Life. Her sound is very, very captivating. And like I mentioned last week, she worked with one of the ex members of Vampire Weekend, Rostam.
Oh.
He has his own music out, phenomenal, his solo stuff. Mm. But yeah, this song is called Give a Little.
You could say she gave a lot.
Stephanie, I told you not to do that.
You're not my mom. So my God.
Well, that was good.
That was good stuff.
Funky fresh.
Mm-hmm. Once again, only the bangers here on this show.
Of course.
Yes.
I'm very happy you guys had me on.
Of course, anytime, Evan.
It's fun.
For sure. You're just going to have to start paying us.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome to come back for
paying
a fee.
For a spot to come on your show.
Yeah, you can give us money on our Patreon.
Uh-huh. Our link is, No, don't even. We're not going to do that.
Yes. Link to my GoFundMe.
Yes.
Oh my God, my GoFundMe. For real.
The next song I'm going to be playing is Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen.
Queen.
I love Angel Olsen.
Right?
She is wonderful.
She was also out of
phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. She was?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, I missed her.
She was at like a bad time. She wasn't, like they didn't give her a good spot.
Yeah, I was probably sleeping.
The song is like actually phenomenal. Shut Up, Kiss Me.
Yeah.
It's an amazing song.
About being super mad at someone, but you also just want to like grab their face and kiss it.
Well, can relate.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Apparently that, I don't know if this is true. Someone told me that Angel Olsen is a lesbian woman. I don't know if that's true.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Apparently it is, because she wrote in one of her songs, I don't know what it's called. I don't know. It's just good to have diversity, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We love all
women.
Love all women here.
Yep.
Phenomenal song. Shall we get into it?
We very much shall get into it.
Okay. Let's do it. Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen.
That was Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen.
Mm-hmm. Badass.
Badass indeed.
Badass. She's actually phenomenal. Oh, also, I actually Googled it. She is not, in fact, gay.
Redacted.
My statement is absolutely redacted. That was just some speculation after she released Phases.
Look, just don't fact check us.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't take us seriously.
Nine times out of ten, we're wrong.
Sometimes we're just lying to you.
Oh, my God, don't say that. Yeah, well, this is the end of our show now. We're going to have one more song to play, and... And we're done.
This was fun.
Thank you for coming.
I had a wonderful time.
Evan, we loved having you.
Thank you for bringing you and your tiny hat
to our
show today.
My tiny hat goes wherever I go.
We know.
Yeah. You guys are well aware.
Well, thank you again. It's been nice.
It's been a pleasure.
Evan Lanzaris, everybody.
That is me. Tune into our radio show, or my radio show, 10 to 12 on Wednesdays. It's the breakfast show with me and my co-host, Wes.
Promo for promo. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. This has been From Venus.
We will, you'll hear us next week. You're not going to
see
us.
You again.
I was going to say see you, but it's not radio.
Actually, before we sign off, we should probably say something about the next artist, Alabama Shakes.
Yes.
Love them. They're a Southern blues rock band. Their sound really makes them stand out from the rest. Most importantly, because the front woman, Brittany Howard, is...
Excellent.
A woman, obviously.
She was
Brittany
a
Howard.
Music teacher.
She was. I actually did not know that it was a female singing when I heard them. I had to Google that. I heard them on the radio first. Their album Sound and Color, which we will be playing, won 4 Grammy Awards.
4!
And Brittany Howard actually taught herself drums, bass, and guitar all on her own.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't
what
know
a
that.
Badass biz natch.
Damn.
Right?
That is crazy.
Right?
So talented.
So, yep, this is it. We're going to be playing Future People by Alabama Shakes, and this has been From Venus. We'll see you next week. Same place, same time.
Fare thee well.
Bye, guys.